and take them down and sell them out off the truck.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a place, and there's a knocking on the door, and the woman across the street, she says, "Well, watch the dog." And I said, "Eh?" I didn't understand it. She says, "Watch the dog." And I turned and started down, and here come that old bulldog around the house, just a 90 to nothing.
Uh-huh.
I just wouldn't run, and he jumped and he hit me right there, and he got tore my hip pocket off.
He did?
He just got a hold of that hip pocket, tore it off.
Uh-huh.
I just walked on out. I could have beat him. I think I could have run and jumped the fence. But,
uh-huh. But you didn't.
But I didn't. I wouldn't run.
Uh-huh.
I just said, "I'll take the dog before I run."
Uh-huh.
And then...
He just got your hip pocket?
Just got my hip pocket.
And didn't even actually bite you?
No, he didn't bite me. He just tore my hip pocket off.
Oh.
And another boy, a man, he was a peddling the same thing, and he'd got into it with him himself, and he told me I could sell some meat over there.
Oh.
And he is backed over there watching.
Oh, you mean he was watching
you? I felt like giving him a whooping.
I guess you did. I bet he's laughing, wasn't he?
Oh, he just laughed. He laughed about it.
Oh, me.
That's the only time I ever got in. No, I'll tell you, take that back. I've been bit twice by dogs that I remember of.
Mm-hmm.
And not bad, but they got the blood out twice.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. They got the blood out?
Out of my leg. Mm-hmm. And so one of them was... There's a dog over here in town. He was a bird dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another little, one of them little old feist dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He right over here.
Uh-huh.
And that makes me mad to just let a little old dog.
Yeah,
a
little old thing like that.
And I just tried to kick him over.
Now, this next part is going to be about farm animals of different, you know.
Farm animals?
Yeah, which I think you probably know about farm animals, too.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know whether I do or not.
Oh, you don't think you're very familiar with farm animals?
I might be.
Yeah, you probably would be. Now, what would you, in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull.
Now, did you ever hear people say that they weren't supposed to say that in front of a woman?
Yeah, I know it.
Did they used to always?
Yeah, I've heard that they wasn't. But they just as well, they know all about them, just saying that a man does. Why not say tell them what they are?
Well, what would, if they did say bull, what would they say?
Surly. That's a name for them.
Oh.
Surly or brute.
Oh, and if in front of a woman, they'd say that?
Yeah.
Instead of saying...
Oh, well, you said bull.
Oh, but you always said bull.
And I don't know what I got along with the women
just
as well as
any of them. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I wonder why they thought that they were not supposed to.
I don't know. That's just some nicey-nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fix that up again.
Just fix that up.
Yeah. You know, there's people that's pretty nice, you know, that act like they are. But it's all right to be nice. I mean that's
but,
it's
but that
all.
Didn't make any sense. That
doesn't. It don't. If you can't make them believe you, what the thing is.
They know what it was anyway. I mean, what?
They know what they're for.
Yeah, that's right. So what's the difference?
That's right.
I don't understand it.
But people ain't so much that way anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not so much that way anymore.
They'll say bull now.
Yeah, say most anything now.
That's wrong, too. And what kind of animal would they have that they would use a yoke on?
Use a what?
A yoke.
Oh, a breech one. Jump fences.
Uh-huh.
You know, put a yoke on and keep them jumping the fence.
Oh, they would. Uh-huh. Well, now, did you ever see anything else that people, besides mules to pull a plow, what else would people...